So you hear all this buzz about SARM stacks, right?
Right.
Like all over the fitness world.
Yeah.
Muscle gain, fat loss, strength boosts. It almost sounds too good to be true, right?
It does.
So before we even think about hopping on that bandwagon, let's unpack what these things actually are, how they work, and most importantly,
Yeah.
what you need to know
Yeah.
before even considering them.
I think that's really important and a great place to start because there is a lot of hype out there.
For sure.
But the truth is, it's pretty complicated.
Okay.
We're talking about selective androgen receptor modulators, or SARMs for short,
Okay.
and these are experimental compounds.
Okay, so experimental means what exactly? What makes them different from
Yeah.
just like some supplement I'd pick up at a gym or something?
Yeah. So think of it this way. They're designed to target specific androgen receptors in your body.
Okay.
And these receptors are kind of like parking spots that hormones use,
Okay.
especially testosterone,
Hmm.
which plays a key role in muscle growth. So SARMs, they try to like barge into those parking spots
Okay.
and mimic some of testosterone's effects.
Interesting.
But here's the catch. We don't fully understand the long-term consequences of kind of messing with this delicate system.
Yeah, so it's like they're hijacking our body's natural processes.
Exactly.
Okay, and that's where the stacking comes in, right?
Yeah.
Combining different SARMs for supposedly like enhanced effects.
Right.
But why is stacking so popular if we don't even fully understand individual SARMs?
Well, it's the allure of the quick fix, right?
Yeah.
People see these claims of, accelerated muscle growth or rapid fat loss,
Yeah, for sure.
and they think, why not double down?
Right.
The problem is you're essentially multiplying the unknowns when you start combining these compounds.
Okay, so let's break down some of these popular stacks from the article you shared.
Okay.
First up, we have the bulking stack,
Yes.
which usually combines estrogen and ligandrol.
Right.
So what's the deal with those two?
So estrogen, also known as MK28 and 66,
Okay.
and ligandrol, or LGD4033, they're often touted as the dynamic duo for packing on muscle and boosting strength.
Right. I feel like I've seen a lot of impressive before and after pictures online.
Absolutely, you'll see a lot of anecdotal evidence.
Yeah, but not exactly like hard evidence.
Right.
So what does the research actually say?
Well, the research is limited, to say the least.
Okay.
Most of the studies have been done on animals
Right.
or are very small-scale human trials.
Got
So while there's some indication of potential benefits,
it.
we just don't have that long-term data to confirm their effectiveness or safety in humans.
Makes sense. Okay, so what about dosage for those? Like, are there generally accepted guidelines for these stacks?
It really varies.
Okay.
But for estrogen, you'll typically see people taking around 10 to 25 milligrams per day. Ligandrol is usually dosed a bit lower, somewhere between 5 and 10 milligrams daily.
Okay.
But remember, everyone responds differently to these compounds.
Yeah.
What works for one person could be too much or too little for another.
Right, body chemistry and all that.
Exactly.
Okay, cool. So next up we have the cutting stack,
Right?
which, as the name suggests, is all about shedding fat while like holding on to those hard-earned muscles.
Yes, that's the goal.
Yeah, so what are we looking at here?
So this stack typically includes cardarine, or GW501516,
Okay.
and andarine, also known as S4.
Got it.
Now, cardarine is where things get particularly concerning.
Yeah, I was reading about that. Didn't some studies link cardarine to cancer?
Exactly.
Oh, wow.
Animal studies have shown that cardarine, even at relatively low doses, significantly increase the risk of cancer development
Wow.
in several organs.
That's a pretty scary thought.
It is a critical danger with SARMs is that they can kind of hijack your body's processes with unforeseen and potentially devastating
Yeah,
consequences.
you don't want to mess around with that.
You really don't.
Okay, so what about andarine? Does it come with the same level of risk?
Well, andarine is often promoted for its potential to, enhance fat loss, increase endurance, and improve body composition.
Okay, so like similar claims to the other ones.
Very similar claims.
Got it.
But again, the research is limited. We
Gotcha.
simply don't know the long-term effects of using it, and the potential for harm is still very real.
Okay, so we've got the bulking stack and we've got the cutting stack.
Right.
Now, what about this ultimate stack? Is that just combining the two?
You got it.
Okay.
It's marketed as the all-in-one solution.
Okay.
Estrogen, ligandrol, and yes, even cardarine bundled together for supposedly maximum results.
Wow.
But as you can imagine, combining multiple compounds like this really amplifies the potential risks.
Yeah, that makes sense.
You're basically stacking unknowns on top of unknowns.
Right, and that's on top of the fact that SARMs are already operating in a bit of a legal gray area, right?
That's correct. In the United States, they're classified as research chemicals,
Okay.
not approved by the FDA for human consumption.
So they're not like regulated or anything?
No, you might find them sold online.
Okay.
Often marketed as for research purposes only.
Right, right.
But that doesn't mean they're safe or legal to use.
So it's a bit of a buyer beware situation.
Absolutely. The laws surrounding SARMs can be confusing and vary from state to state.
Wow. So it's really hard to know.
It is.
Okay, and then plus, you have to consider the source, right? Like,
yes.
How do you know you're getting a pure product and not something contaminated or mislabeled?
Right. It's a risky proposition no matter how you look at it.
Okay, so even if someone's willing to overlook those legal risks and the unknown surrounding the long-term effects, there's another crucial factor to consider.
Yeah.
What happens after you finish a SARM cycle?
You're talking about post-cycle therapy or PCT.
Right.
And that's something we need to discuss in detail.
Okay.
It's often overlooked, but it's absolutely critical for anyone considering SARM use.
All right. So let's dive into that in the next part of our deep dive.
Sounds good. So we were talking about post-cycle therapy or PCT.
Right.
And why it's so crucial after a SARM cycle.
Mm-hmm.
And to understand this, we need to kind of go back to those androgen receptors we discussed earlier.
All right. Those parking spots for hormones like testosterone.
Exactly. When you introduce SARMs into the picture, they essentially trick your body into thinking it has more testosterone
right.
than it actually does.
Mm-hmm.
As a result, your own testosterone production can take a nosedive.
Okay, so what happens then when you stop taking the SARMs? Like, does your body just bounce back to normal?
Unfortunately, it's not that simple.
Okay.
Your body's natural hormone production can be thrown way out of whack.
Oh, wow.
It's like your system gets lazy
okay.
because it's been relying on these external sources of androgens.
Right, right.
So that's where PCT comes in.
Okay, so PCT is kind of like a reboot then for your hormonal system.
That's a good way to put it. It helps to kickstart your body's natural testosterone production back into gear
okay.
and restore balance.
Got it.
Without PCT, you risk experiencing some pretty unpleasant side effects.
You're talking about the like low testosterone side effects, right? Like fatigue, low libido, all that.
Exactly. But it goes beyond that. You could also experience mood swings, depression, difficulty sleeping, and even problems with building muscle in the future.
Oh, wow.
Essentially, you're messing with a complex hormonal system
yeah.
that has far-reaching effects throughout your body.
So not something to take lightly.
No, not at all.
Okay, so let's talk about what PCT actually involves. What are people typically doing to kind of restore those hormone levels?
There are a few different approaches, but a common one involves using medications called SERMs
right.
or selective estrogen receptor modulators.
Mm.
I know this sounds a bit complicated, but think of it this way.
There's an analogy would be great.
Mm.
My brain is starting to feel like one of those hijacked hormone receptors.
Okay, good point. So imagine your body's hormone production is like a factory. SERMs act as messengers that go into that factory and tell the workers, hey, we need more testosterone.
Okay.
So they essentially stimulate the production of key hormones that then trigger testosterone production.
So it's not just like popping a pill and everything magically goes back to normal. It's more of a process.
Exactly. The duration of PCT can vary depending on the SARMs used and the length of the cycle.
Okay.
But it typically lasts for several weeks.
Got it.
It's about gradually weaning your body off those external compounds and giving it the support it needs to recover.
Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah.
All this talk of PCT makes those potential side effects of SARMs seem even more real.
Yeah.
You know, I know they're often marketed as a safer alternative to steroids, but it sounds like there are still plenty of risks involved.
Absolutely. While the severity can vary depending on the individual dosage and the duration of use,
right.
there's a whole list of potential issues to be aware of.
Okay, so let's hear it. What are some of the side effects that we need to be aware of?
Well, as we've already touched on, testosterone suppression is a major concern.
Mm-hmm.
Even during a SARM cycle, your body's natural testosterone production can take a hit,
right.
leading to those unpleasant side effects we discussed. Then there's the risk of liver toxicity.
Liver toxicity. That sounds serious.
It is. Your liver plays a vital role in filtering toxins from your blood.
Right.
And some SARMs can put a real strain on it.
Okay.
If you already have any liver issues,
yeah.
SARMs are a definite no-go.
Okay.
And even if you have a healthy liver, it's crucial to get regular blood work done to monitor its function if you're considering using SARMs.
Got it. Okay. So testosterone suppression, liver toxicity. What else is on that list?
Well, some people experience hair loss, acne, and changes in libido.
Mm-hmm.
And remember, we're still learning about the long-term effects of these compounds.
Right.
There's a lot we don't know.
Yeah.
And that uncertainty is a major red flag.
It definitely puts things into perspective.
Yeah.
Makes you wonder how SARMs stack up against like other muscle building options out there.
Sure.
I'm talking about things like anabolic steroids, pro hormones, natural supplements. Mm. Like, what are the key differences there?
That's a great question. Let's start with anabolic steroids. They've been around for decades, and they do offer significant muscle growth and strength increases.
Right.
But at a high cost. Right. We're talking about serious side effects like liver damage, heart disease, mood swings, aggression, and severe hormonal imbalance.
Wow.
Plus, they're illegal without a prescription.
So not exactly a safe or legal option.
Not really, no.
Okay, what about pro-hormones? Where do those fall on the spectrum?
Pro-hormones are kind of like a precursor to steroids.
Sure.
They get converted into hormones in the body, but their effects are often unpredictable.
Okay.
And come with similar risks to steroids, hormonal imbalances, liver toxicity, acne, and hair loss.
Got it.
And like steroids, they're mostly banned or illegal in many countries.
So another risky proposition?
Yeah.
Okay, so what about the natural route? Like, are there any supplements out there that can actually help with muscle building without all those risks?
Absolutely. There are plenty of natural supplements that can support muscle growth and recovery without those dangerous side effects.
Okay, give me some examples. Like, what are we talking about here?
Well, creatine is a popular one.
Okay.
It's naturally found in muscle cells and helps to increase energy production during workouts.
Mm-hmm.
Then you have protein powder, which provides the building blocks for muscle repair and growth.
Right.
And branched chain amino acids, or BCAAs,
okay,
which can reduce muscle soreness and fatigue.
So there are options out there for people who want to enhance their fitness journey without resorting to those risky substances.
Exactly. The benefits might be more gradual compared to SARMs or steroids.
Yeah.
But they come with minimal side effects and are legal and widely available.
Okay.
Plus, you're not messing with your hormonal system.
Right.
And risking long-term health consequences.
So it seems like there's a trade-off then. Faster results with greater risks.
Hmm.
Or a slower, more natural approach with fewer downsides.
That's a great way to sum it up.
Mm-hmm.
And it brings us back to that fundamental question. Is the potential reward of using SARMs truly worth the risk?
Okay, so we're back for the final part of our deep dive into SARM stacks.
Yes.
It's been quite a journey, hasn't it?
It has. We've covered a lot of ground. We've gone from that initial, like, excitement of potential gains to a much more nuanced understanding of the risks involved.
Yeah, definitely. It's clear that SARMs aren't the simple solution they're often made out to be.
Right.
There's a lot to consider before even thinking about going down that road.
So let's bring it all together.
Mm.
What are the key takeaways here? Like, what do we really want our listeners to walk away with?
Well, I think first and foremost, it's crucial to remember that SARMs are experimental compounds.
Right.
They're not FDA approved. And the long-term effects on the human body are still largely unknown.
Yeah. And that uncertainty alone should be a major red flag for anyone considering using them.
Exactly.
And even if the potential for like quick gains is tempting, you have to weigh that against the very real risks.
Right.
We've talked about testosterone suppression, liver toxicity, hair loss, acne changes in libido.
Mm.
The list goes on.
And let's not forget the importance of post-cycle therapy or PCT. If you're going to disrupt your body's natural hormone production, you need to have a solid plan in place to restore that balance.
Yeah.
Skipping PCT is like playing Russian roulette with your hormonal system.
It really does sound like there's a lot that can go wrong.
There is.
Makes you wonder if those potential benefits are really worth the gamble.
That's the million-dollar question, isn't it?
Yeah.
And it's a question each individual has to answer for themselves.
Right.
But I think it's important to remember that there are alternatives out there.
Mm-hmm.
If you're looking to enhance your fitness journey, there are plenty of safe and effective options that don't involve messing with your hormones.
Right. We talked about those natural supplements like creatine, protein powder, and BCAAs.
Exactly.
They might not offer those same rapid results, but they can support muscle growth and recovery without those scary side effects.
And ultimately, isn't that what matters most? Building a sustainable fitness routine that supports your long-term health and well-being?
Yeah, for sure. So as we wrap up this deep dive, I think the big takeaway is this. Don't let the hype around SARMs cloud your judgment.
Right.
Do your research, talk to a healthcare professional, and make informed decisions that prioritize your health.
Yeah.
There's no need to risk your well-being for a quick fix.
I couldn't agree more. And on that note, I'd like to leave our listeners with one final thought. Given everything we've learned about the unknowns and potential downsides of SARMs, what would have to change for you to even consider trying them?
That's a great question. More research?
Yeah.
FDA approval.
Hey.
A personal guarantee from a team of scientists.
Yeah.
It's something to ponder. What would it take to tip the scales for you?
And if you are interested in more topics like this, you can visit our website, publichealthlaw.net. Until next time, stay informed, stay curious, and most importantly, stay healthy.